We got about two more minutes, Bill. Let me just ask you the last two things you mentioned. Walk the last mile of denial. What does that mean?
Yes, it's just kind of a way of saying that sometimes metaphorically when we're trying to approach something, we will lock the front door. We'll take care of the front door. We'll take care of the side door, but we'll leave the basement door wide open. So it could be a situation like this. We're talking about health. I'm just surprised how few Americans actually know, and I want to ask our listeners, do you know how many calories per day that your doctor or nutritionist has said that you need to maintain your current weight? And do you know what a healthy number is if you want to lose weight? So if you say, hey, I try to eat healthy, I try to do this, I try to do that, those could be locking the front door and locking the side door. But if you don't know how many calories you actually need, that's leaving the back door wide open. So the last mile of denial might be kind of running all the bases, making sure that that last part of knowing that bit of information and locking that down would be there too, and then you'll start to see the success you hope for. So that's that seventh one. And then the last one, of course, is the healing power of serving others. And I think of the story of a good friend of mine here that you may have heard of. His name is Don Schoenendorfer, and he's got a group called FreeWheelchairMission.org, and he has given away with his group over 500,000 wheelchairs that he built and designed just with little pool chairs, those little plastic white pool chairs, and a couple bicycle tires.
And he's helping out in third world countries for folks that really have that need, and it's an amazing, amazing ministry.